Syrian government forces have managed to gain more ground in their battle against foreign-backed militants. In the most recent advances, the army has recaptured Hardatnan village north of Aleppo province. On Monday, army units targeted terrorist groups in the towns of Baynan and Haryatan on the road leading to Turkey. They also secured several villages in the eastern and southern countryside of Aleppo. Elsewhere in Latakia province, Syrian army forces backed by Russian Air Force recaptured several key positions held by the militants. Syria has been the scene of bloody fighting between government forces and foreign-backed militants for about 5 years. Ala Ibrahim, our correspondent, joins us now via satellite from the Syrian capital, Damascus. Ala, welcome to the program. Talk to us about the recent gains made by the Syrian government north of Aleppo, and also there were also other gains made in Latakia province well. Bring us up to speed on what took place today.
The Syrian army has announced that it has fully controlled the town of Dwir al-Zaytun in the northern countryside of the city of Aleppo. This means that the Syrian army has managed to connect areas it had previously controlled in another town called Bashkoi. And this is very important because it signals that the Syrian army is very close into imposing a full siege on rebel-held districts and parts of the city of Aleppo, which means that the control of insurgents over these parts of the city of Aleppo is only a matter of time before the Syrian army manages to fully eliminate all insurgents' presence inside the city. Also, the Syrian military operation that is undergoing right now is successful. This means that the siege on the towns of Nubul and Az-Zahra, which have been under siege for over 4 years now, this siege could be broken, and this would mean that the Syrian army would have control over new areas, and the areas would have significant value for any future military operations, not to mention that this ends any hope for Turkey to establish a buffer zone or a no-fly zone or any kind of what it calls safe zones in the northern countryside of Aleppo or in northern Syria in general. That being said, this latest gain in Aleppo is directly connected with the Syrian army gains in the province of Latakia to the northwest of the country. The fact that the Syrian army, with the help of its allies and the Russian airstrikes, has managed to push insurgents out of the mountainous areas in Latakia countryside has made the insurgents push a large number of reinforcement towards Latakia, hoping to stop the advance of the Syrian army, and this has made other fronts very vulnerable to any other advances for the Syrian army. We should finally mention that the new move by the Syrian army, the new military operation, regardless of its results, it's a very strong indication, especially the timing, because this comes at a time when the Syrian government delegation and the opposition are meeting in Geneva, and the Syrian army is sending a very clear signal that it has the upper hand on the ground, and it will decide the future of the country and not just any political talks in any country aside from Syria.
Although over the past weeks, we've been seeing the Syrian army gain momentum in liberating various areas from the attack Fidi terrorists. In the bigger picture, how much of a setback has this been for the terrorists on the ground there?
Well, it has been a major setback. I think the most important aspect of the recent series of setbacks is the fact that insurgents are losing border areas with Turkey. Now, the Syrian army has sealed off the border between Syria and Turkey in Latakia province. The Kurdish militias advancing from eastern Syria have managed to seal almost one-third of the borders with Turkey, and now insurgents ISIL controls a small part of the borders with Turkey, and the rest of the borderline is controlled by insurgents from other radical factions like Ahrar al-Sham and Al-Qaeda affiliate in Syria and Nusra Front. But these areas is now only restricted in two provinces, Aleppo and Idlib. So we are looking now at a very realistic possibility of a military operation that could successfully seal off all the borderline with Turkey. And if this happens, This could spell doom for the insurgency in Syria because insurgents are fully dependent on support and logistics that they receive through Turkish territories. So I think this is the most apparent aspect of the setbacks that the insurgents have suffered. Another aspect that they have suffered, they lost completely the province of Latakia to the Syrian government, bearing in mind that the province of Latakia, it's a mountainous area, defending it should have been a much easier task for the insurgents, but they failed to hold on to it. And now the city, the province of Idlib in general, which now considered the emirate of Al-Qaeda in Syria, is under a direct and a very credible threat from the Syrian army. And with the new advances of the Syrian army in the southern countryside of Aleppo, we can see that Idlib is being now surrounded from two sides, from the west advancing Syrian army units from Latakia province, from the east advancing Syrian army units and its allies coming from the southern countryside of Aleppo.
Ala Ibrahim, our correspondent joining us from Damascus. Thank you for the update, Ala.